The town of Castor Council received notification from ATCO and Power, the branding for ATCO's renewable energy arm, of a new wind farm proposed for the region during its April 8 meeting. According to documents presented in the agenda package, the project is proposed for land between the town of Castor and the hamlet of Fleet, north of Highway 12. The Chief Administrative Officer, SAO, for the town, Donna Rowland, says that the project has not yet been approved by the Alberta Utilities Commission, but the company intends to submit permits in fall 2024. They have had a wind tower up checking wind speed, said Rowland. An information session is being planned for April 25 from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Royal Canadian Legion in Castor. If everything is approved, construction could begin during the second quarter of 2026 with the field potentially being operational a year later. Golf course grant. The Castor Golf Club has submitted its annual grant request to Town Council. Included in the request, which the town has already been doing for a couple of years, is providing a camping stall at the golf course campground for the summer for the staff to use. The town of Castor has provided a $5,000 operational grant for many years to the Castor Golf Club. The camping spot was added when the previous club manager needed to bring their camper for the summer, so they had on-site accommodations. Two concerns were brought up regarding the camping stall. First, with the wind project work going on over the summer, blocking a spot for golf course staff use would potentially cost the town around $3,750 in rental revenue for the site and, second, provided grant paperwork and tenders all come in the way they are supposed to, the campground is supposed to be getting work done, thereby not guaranteeing the availability of sites all summer. We should make money off the windmill projects while they are around, said Cown. Sean Peach. Not all councillors agreed with Peach. I don't see a problem with them having a camping stall if we are able to provide it, said Cown. Don Sisson. Cown. Yates agreed with Sisson. What do you do if they need a cook? Yates asked. Yates put forward a motion to provide the grant, though in the motion it was recommended that the golf club see if they can find an alternative spot for a staff camper instead of tying up a campground spot, due to the uncertainty. The motion carried with Peach and Cown. Trudy Kilner opposed. Golf course mower. A second item brought before council pertaining to the golf course was the purchase of a new used mower. The club had requested assistance for funding the new machine, likening its importance to the Zamboni in the arena. The letter is pretty self-explanatory, said Elhard. In the golf club's letter to council, it noted that it was due to return $40,000 of COVID-era federal loans that were coming due, which was straining finances. Other organizations figure it out, said Peach, against helping out. They do fundraising. Kilner agreed. We do it for one, we do it for all, said Kilner, before motioning not to fund the mower. Kilner's motion carried. Rec Board. A pair of items came before council from the Castor Recreation Board. First, the Rec Board requested that council ratify a decision to set ball clinic fees in May at $45. The clinic will be hosted by Ryan and Amy Trask, who will be offering baseball and softball clinics respectively, on May 4. The second item before council was the recommendation to offer the opportunity for businesses and community groups to sponsor public swimming on Sundays throughout the summer. Each Sunday would cost the sponsor $150 and the sponsor would be acknowledged on the Town of Castor's social media channels. Both items were carried. Tax agreement. Council has agreed to a tax agreement with a ratepayer which will have them paying around $800 for the next 32 months to catch up on taxes on three tax rolls. By allowing the agreement, the properties, which were slated to go up for tax sale, remain with the owner. Personally, I think we should go with this, said Mayor Richard Elhard. Rowland noted, when presenting the request for council decision, that the way the agreement is written, if one payment is missed, the process of a tax sale will proceed. Just so they are aware, if they miss a payment, the deal is over, said Cowan. Brenda Wisimer.